News, I'm Bob Beck. When you search Grand Teton National Park, one of the pictures that pops up is the T.A. Moulton Barn with the Teton Range in the background. Until almost 2 years ago, the great-grandson of Moulton still held on to the last private property of Mormon Row right next door. Now the Moulton Ranch cabins have officially been transferred to the park. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska tells the tale.
It's an overcast morning as the former owners walk through the gate of what was their home for 20 years.
Today's our first trip back to this place, and you look at those mountains and they're ingrained in your heart.
That's Iola Blake. She and her husband, Hal, sold this last acre of private property on Mormon Row in Grand Teton National Park almost 2 years ago. They are joined by their grandson.
You know, it's kind of emotional for us, really, because I look at my grandson, Easton, here, and, you know, it was hard for us to make the decision to sell because we had so much of an identity here.
That identity is twofold. First, it includes the history of the place. Hal's great-grandfather was T.A. Moulton. He was part of the first settlers to the area in the late 1800s that has become known as Mormon Row. T.A. gave Hal's grandfather, Clark, this acre of land as a marriage gift.
He held on to this acre and scratched out a living out here, ranching and farming.
And this leads to the second part of the identity, creating memories of childhood and family.
I just remember things with, the day, for instance, that the gate was left open and a couple of big bison wandered into the yard. And I have this memory of Clark Moulton in his old age, you know, with his cane going over to, you guys get out of here, you know.
But it was also mundane memories, like the kids mowing the lawn.
So this grass back here, they mowed by hand and they would do about a fourth and then they would do one would come in and the other one would go do a fourth, and it would take them all day to mow this grass by hand.
For 20 years, the Blakes owned the property and operated it as a bed and breakfast, hosting guests that would become lifelong friends. It was a lot of work, and as they got older, the couple decided it might be time to move on. They sat down and wrote the pros and cons of potentially selling the place.
The timing was right. You know, it just felt right at the time, and using estate planning was probably the biggest reason.
Hal says it was always on his mind to try to get the park to buy the property while knowing that it could potentially be bought by a developer. So he called up a realtor whose family had also homesteaded the area.
What do you think the chances are that the park would buy this? And you know, his recommendation was, we'll have to get their attention by just listing it.
And they did get a lot of attention. CEO of Grand Teton National Park Foundation, Leslie Mattson, says when she saw the listing, she realized the importance of acquiring the last private acre on Mormon Row, but she was not sure how to do it since the foundation had just finished a year and a half of intense fundraising.
So the idea of doing another campaign, so to speak, was something that we weren't sure we were going to be able to do.
Thankfully, a Miss Anonymous stepped up and offered to donate the money to the foundation to buy the property.
She's a person who loves the park, also really cares deeply about cultural resources, but really she was totally motivated by the fact that this property was going to ultimately be seasonal workforce housing.
The park is in dire need of such housing, and after about a year and a half of renovation, the foundation handed over the property to the park. Mattson says the timing was especially good during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The fact that this was coming online when all of their restrictions were changing in terms of how many people could be in one room and kitchen and bathroom use and all that stuff, I mean, really the timing is really incredible.
The park is currently housing 5 employees at the Moulton Ranch Cabins this summer. The Blakes are happy that the property is helping the park out, and they are enjoying a new residence in Island Park, Idaho, where 13-year-old Easton Blake says he's excited to make new memories.
I'm also excited to be able to spend more time with my grandparents and to be able to help build up a new special place where we can get my siblings and some of my younger cousins to have fond memories of playing in Island Park down at the lake and everything like that.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at Grand Teton National Park.